Zondervan presents Spiritual Rhythm, Being with Jesus Every Season of Your Soul, by Mark Buchanan, read by Tom Casoletto. To my son Adam, firstborn, first man, apple of my eye, pride of my heart, the seasons from holding you to letting you go went breathtakingly fast. May you always walk with Christ, the man for all seasons. Preface. Walk here, jump there. The fastest growing sport in Norway is wingsuit jumping. It's the pastime of lunatics, or it's what warrior knights do in an age without dragons. It requires steel nerves, a cool head, a touch of madness. You must be able to look fast approaching catastrophe in the face and whoop. Here's what you do. Ascend the uppermost point of a fjord, walk to the edge, and jump. The first 100 feet is a free fall, a headlong rush down a granite wall toward a stone floor. The wind pulls your cheeks to your ears, gravity flips your stomach inside out, and pulls it up your throat. You wear a parachute, but the object of the sport is to put off using it as long as courage and necessity allow. Because simply, you're wearing a wingsuit, a jumper with webbing beneath the arms and between the legs. It functions like the skin of a flying squirrel. The webbing becomes wings, sort of. And just before your body shatters on the rocks below, you spread eagle and start to soar, sort of. Your rate of descent is feather-like, around 30 miles an hour, which is about the same as a parachutist. But your rate of forward propulsion is bullet-like, upwards of 100 miles an hour, which makes you a kamikaze nosediving his target. You're a human cannonball, rushing at dizzying speed toward a very hard landing. Those who have done several wingsuit jumps become daring and agile, trapeze artists who twirl and somersault in thin air. They fly as close to the mountain's flank as possible, trying to graze its side with their outstretched hand, like ordinary people dipping their fingers in a cool lake as they slip along its surface in a canoe. But these aren't ordinary people, and actually touching the mountain at that speed would scrape their hand to bone. When they glide over a ridge of the mountain, their feet sometimes skid across the loose stones before an updraft catapults them freshly over another precipice. There's a designer who's working on a wingsuit sans parachute. The wings have brakes, so to speak, some device that flares them out at that last critical moment before earth and sky collide, with you caught in the middle. If it works, the suit without a parachute, it will ease you down like an angel catching you. The designer, though, is vague about the details. She doesn't jump herself, but I'm sure she'll have no problem, given the breed of person she's working with, finding a jumper brave or crazy enough to test the prototype. There's a part of me, brave or crazy, that thinks this will be my next, and perhaps last, vacation. But maybe I've already been there, done that. I've had seasons in my life when I was flying so high, so fast, that it's hard to imagine wingsuit jumping notching up the thrill at all. Life was pure exhilaration. Life was the distillate of adrenaline. Life was heart-pounding adventure. I flew on wings like eagles, or at least like squirrels. I'm exaggerating, but not much. There have been a few brief stretches of my existence when my heart was riotous with joy, and the wind sang in my ears, and I stretched myself wide to catch as much of it as I could and put off the landing as long as I dared. I twirled and somersaulted midair and trusted in the next updraft to carry me over the next cliff. It didn't last. No season does. Which is good, because there have been other times, other seasons, when just getting out of bed was an act of holy defiance. Just facing the day was more intimidating than standing down a dozen Goliaths and realizing I'd left my slingshot on the bus seat. But my life to date has been easy compared.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?